We're going to go on a journey together. This is a guided meditation with Neroli. And this meditation goes very well after you've listened to the audio training on Neroli and guilt and shame. I actually just finished recording that lesson and still am very much in the transmission of that. You will hear the pitter-patter of raindrops on my rooftop here. And it's okay if you didn't listen to that training previously as well. If now feels like the right time for you to do this, then please feel free. And you can also do this meditation at any time. You can do it more than once and we'll probably find it quite helpful to do more than once. If you have your Neroli with you, go ahead and take it out and take a drop. Place it on the wrists at heart 7. Generally what I do is put it on one side and then I connect my wrists together, heart 7 to heart 7, which is what I'm doing now. Probably a good idea to find a quiet place, not do this while you're driving or multitasking. Holding the wrist together with Neroli. And now inviting in the consciousness, the energy of Neroli, the spirit of Neroli, to be with us and guide us. Allowing in the energy of the spirit of Neroli to enter into our bodies, our minds, to touch and heal. And to teach. Okay, if you were holding your wrists together, you can release them, taking a little bit of Neroli and putting it under your nose. And sitting comfortably or laying comfortably. Feeling and putting your attention on your breath. And letting the breath come way down into the belly. Even down into the lower part of the belly. Feeling that swell out as you breathe in. Bringing some energy and attention down into the pelvic bowl. So for a series of 8 or 10 breaths, allow the breath to come down into the belly, the energy of Neroli to come down into the lower part of the belly and the pelvis, and intending and inviting it to open up and reach any pockets of shame that may reside in that part of your body. You don't have to figure anything out. Just set the intention and invite in Neroli to come in and touch and start to move any pockets of shame in the lower part of the body. Seeing and imagining in your mind's eye those beautiful white blossoms with the rather plump little white leaves. Feeling that energy of both how delicate they are and at the same time how actually sturdy they are because of their plumpness, their richness. Feeling that resonance within your own body, your delicate and vulnerable nature, and at the same time the hardiness of your own spirit, the resilience of your spirit, the resilience of your body. Feel how neroli encompasses both and allows you to connect the bridge between both of those aspects of you. And as you feel that bridge that neroli's resurrecting between your own vulnerability and your own resilience, you might feel a kind of wave within your body or within your spine. A wave of energy. Kind of evening out and an ease, so the strong parts of you can relax a little bit and the vulnerable parts of you can let down their guard and receive nourishment. And now you're going to bring your attention up into the area of the middle chest, of the lungs and the heart. And allow your breath to come up there, filling up your chest. You feel that space of your chest rise, growing big, and then a breath out. Taking 10 breaths at your own pace in this upper part of the body. And allow yourself to feel the girth of your ribs. Let your ribs expand out to the sides and out behind you. Feeling and imagining the essence of neroli coming into your lungs, coming into your chest, coming into the caverns of your heart, inviting in that sweet, unique, heavenly aroma of neroli into the center of your chest. Letting the chest be big with each breath. And if you'd like, simply ask neroli if it would please help to transform, open, move any places within the chest where there's pockets of guilt or old energetic habits of guilt loops within the chest, if it would simply go in and infuse those areas with the angelic grace, with the touch of neroli. Receiving the gift of its white and golden light. Into the deepest, darkest little crevices within your lungs. Into the tight, restrictive places between your ribs. Allowing the almost unbearable beauty of its energy into the tightest and most restricted places within your heart space. Places where you've held painful stories, painful conclusions about yourself, about who you are, what you've done, what you haven't done. Receive Neroli's kiss. Receive Neroli's grace, spaciousness. Finally, receiving throughout every place, space in your body, Neroli's mandate is you as divine being. With nothing outside of the sphere of divinity. I want you to feel the sphere of divinity of Neroli's divine grace enveloping every single piece, part, place, space within you. Whether it feels positive or negative or right or wrong, these spaces, these places, these stories, these events, let them all be wrapped up within this sphere of divine grace. And infused with the frequency of heaven and of earth simultaneously. Feeling Neroli soften any need to want to push something away, pull something close, block something out. And instead putting your attention on the beautiful floating, floating quality of neroli. It has a tremendous amount of presence to it. We are floating and we are present to ourself within ourselves. Feeling the lightness of being in your big toes. Feeling the lightness of being in your knees. Feeling the lightness of being in your hips. Feeling the lightness of being in your pelvic bowl. Feeling the lightness of being in your solar plexus. Feeling the lightness of being in your chest and your heart and your lungs. Both in the front and the back of your chest, receiving and feeling the lightness of being. And the lightness of being within your entire head. The lightness of being emanating from your hands and your feet. And I want you to imagine behind you all of your ancestors that have come before you. And before you, all of the descendants that come after you. And it doesn't matter if you haven't had physical children. You can imagine the descendants of those whose lives you have touched, the descendants of relatives within your bloodline. And I want you to feel and experience yourself as the bridge, the neroli bridge between the two. And in this moment, should it feel comfortable to you, invite and intend for any stuck energies of guilt and shame from either the side of your ancestry or the side of future descendants. To simply move and clear through you the bridge of neroli. Simply moving and clearing, releasing into the earth, releasing into the sky, the wind, and releasing into the water. All for transmutation. The elements know exactly what to do with this energy. And imagining and seeing and feeling this light of neroli now becoming present and ignited within the heart of all of your ancestors and within the heart of all of your descendants. Light of the divine connected to the light of the divine within each one of you. Smelling and feeling the fragrance of neroli. Feeling the immense gratitude in your heart for this, for the truth of this process, for the gift of being able to do this work at this time. And bowing deeply in respect and honor to neroli. To your ancestors. To your future descendants and those that are on the earth plane now. And finally to yourself and your own heart that is indeed now not separate from the spirit of neroli, bowing deep in honor and respect. And so it is.